Chris Wojciechowski is a professional golfer, but he doesn't play the game with balls and clubs. He uses round, flat, frisbee-like discs and a good snap of the wrist.
There's a thrill in seeing a disc just go and go and go. Just watching it carry out, 450, 500 feet is just really cool.
The 20-something athlete hurt his knee running track 5 years ago and switched to disc golf, a lower impact game. Today he's competing in the Freedom Flight Tournament at Ohio Northern University. His teammate Jack Faust is a retired Air Force major and disc golf legend. He won one of the first disc golf championships in the country nearly 40 years ago.
You just go out and mark, trees with a dot, and everybody agree where you tee off from, and, and you just go out and have fun. Now it's a lot more, organized.
Competitors tee off from cement tee pads, working their way along a beautiful disc course that winds around cornfields, wind turbines, and a football field. Disc golf follows the same rules as ball golf, but as tournament director Mike Mahalik explains, instead of aiming for a hole on the green, discs are thrown into a raised metal basket that looks a bit like a trash bin covered in chains.
The chains stop the forward progress of the disc. It falls into the basket, and that completes the hole. For some reason, the disc doesn't fall in the basket. You still need to basically tap out and into the basket.
As in traditional golf, each toss counts as a point. So if it takes three throws to finish a hole, the score is a three. The lowest score wins. The discs are smaller, heavier, and have sharper edges than the familiar frisbee flying toy. And just like golf clubs, they are specialized for long, short, and mid-range distances. Chris Wojciechowski says the game is more physical than one might think.
At the higher levels, when you're throwing hard, it is very, very leg and torso oriented. You're using a lot of power out of your legs and bringing it up through your torso as you pull through. You're not really throwing as much as it's called a pull because your body is pulling the disc through.
As in traditional golf, there are also hazards to deal with. But since most of the 3,000 permanent disc golf courses in the United States are in parks and on college campuses, hazards consist of things like fountains, parking lots, and ditches. No one knows exactly where disc golf started, but some credit it to a group of school children in Vancouver, Canada. Tournament director Mike Mahalik says wherever it started, the sport is now governed by the Professional Disc Golfers Association, which includes countries like Finland, France, Germany, and Spain.
It helps the sport grow, because if we just stayed all our separate little ways and go in separate ways, the sport would never get momentum. So it's basically hopefully a national movement where we have a one governing body kind of governing all the rules for everybody, so we all play by the same rules.
Disc golf is especially popular on college campuses because it's inexpensive and can be played in any season, day or night. The sport has several divisions, including four amateur groups, an open professional division for anyone, and age-protected categories for older players 40 and up, like Jack Faust.
Today I'm playing open and playing the young guys. I don't expect to be able to beat those guys, but, it gives me a chance to get out there and play with them.
Amateur prizes consist of trophies and merchandise, while professional purses can run as high as $2,500 or more at events like World Championships. While the money's good, it's not quite good enough to live on full time. So Chris Wojciechowski is planning on going to law school in Georgia this fall. He hopes to start disc golf competitions in the area. As for Jack Faust, he's just thrilled to see how the sport has evolved.
It's amazing, really, how far we've come. And I'd like to see it get better, but I'd like to just see more people play and enjoy it, because I do.
For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Ada, Ohio.